Duke Energy is beginning the process to clean up its coal ash ponds around North Carolina, and state regulators are telling the company to repeat step one. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Contaminated water is seeping out of the earthen ponds and into the ground. The first step in the big coal ash law passed earlier this year requires Duke Energy to figure out the extent. The company submitted plans in September detailing how it would dig wells to sample groundwater. But now the state's Department of Environment and Natural Resources says the plans lack key details and could overlook some contamination. Department spokeswoman Susan Massengale.
How many wells, what kind, what depth, the very specifics about well construction to make sure that the data is representative of the movement of contaminants.
The amount of contamination will help determine how much work Duke has to put into closing the ponds at each site and how much time the company has to do it. Environmental groups have criticized the measurements as unnecessary, since the state already has record of some contamination at all 14 of Duke's coal plants. Duke has 30 days to resubmit plans. State regulators say that probably won't delay the pond's closure, but it could. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.